part of our standard protocol. We don't have the luxury of not considering it. And so in these times that where this seems to be a regular occurrence around the country, we just have to have this heightened acuity around the matters of safety and security. We spent a lot of time, the Leadership Council, the college team, we spent a lot of time doing simulations around a wide variety of events, including potential shooters. And the fact that we practice this, we work with the local county sheriff's office and law enforcement officials. We do that. In fact, some of these local officials come out and actually have meetings on our campus and practice. We invite them. We share them all the information about our institution, our buildings, our building layouts. We have to have that kind of laser-like focus and just have a heightened awareness at all times. I think that's just what is required. And given the fact that, you know, these are open institutions, we were meant to welcome people and to take all of these facilities with so many doors, so many access points, and then to move in short order to try to secure them. And it's a huge undertaking. And given Michigan State's campus, it's massive.
Mm-hmm.
Over many miles, many buildings, and it is just a massive undertaking. So, you know, it could have been a lot worse, and certainly across our country, we've seen a lot worse.